This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show getting ready for my first flight in well over a year since the pandemic. The plane's waiting for me. Oh, wait, are they taking off without me? Perhaps. There it came and it went. I promise I have my mask. So next week we are taking the show to Florida. And it should be interesting because I'll be able to tell you what it's like traveling, etc., going through the TSA, what it looks like in the airports. I am going to three different locations in Florida and, again, taking the show with me. I'll be on the Gulf Coast. It should be pretty interesting. And, of course, I have family I haven't seen in 16 months, some of them, and everybody's vaccinated, etc. Should be interesting, and I'm also going to be there for a conference and speaking, and it's one of those hybrid conferences that in many of your industries you're seeing where you're on Zoom, and it doesn't matter if you're a mechanic or you work in, you know, the retail business. There's so many things are happening through virtual. So this conference is half in person and half virtual, and I'm the in-person part of it, and I'm going to talk to some of the hotel people, etc., and really get a bird's-eye view of what it's like in the Sunshine State for all the criticism they initially received in the beginning. Especially on the Gulf Coast, they're doing pretty well versus what happened in Miami with all the spring breakers. I hope many of you are getting a chance to hang out with your relatives and friends as well, and once again, you can always send me what's happening in your world, because I want to know what it's been like. Are you getting extra hugs? Are you feeling like you're connecting more with people? I think the isolation is so tough on so many of us, especially people who are already struggling to begin with. So send me those thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. I am Kate Delaney, and if you've just joined us for the first time, thanks for hanging with us. We have some breaking news. Details are very sketchy at this point, but there's been a shooting at a FedEx in Indianapolis, and supposedly five were shot, four, these are, again, the details, allegedly, four were killed, so multiple victims at this facility near an Indianapolis airport, near the Indianapolis airport, and a man is suspected of killing three adults and a child and abducting his baby daughter. He pulled out a gun, opened fire after a heated argument over stimulus money, over a stimulus check. Again, that's some of the details. So a quadruple homicide from an argument over stimulus money. Wow. Very, 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 very sad to start the show off with this. And obviously violent, right? Incredibly depressing. And I guess more details will follow. And again, not to confuse you, because there's two different parts of this. So there was the one incident, and they're still cleaning that up and figuring that out. And then there's the breaking, where it's the multiple victims at the FedEx facility near the Indianapolis airport, where their shots were fired, and they're still piecing this all together and confirming that it definitely has happened. And was it work-related, et cetera? So two different incidents, one that happened where more details have come out now, and this happened a couple of weeks ago, and one where, so I meant to say second shooting, and one that has just happened, and all of a sudden Indianapolis has become, you know, a place where what the police are saying is like, wow, we're working overtime on these different things, and now we have the multiple victims at this place near the international airport. Crazy. Other things that are buzzing in the land that so many people are talking about is COVID. And, of course, now the fact is that's being reported is that you're going to have to get a booster or just to flat out really a booster means another vaccine, a third dose needed in the year. And it depends, Pfizer, Moderna, this is what they're discussing. And J&J right now is still on ice at this point. So while we're seeing that more people have gotten vaccinated, we're also seeing that there are problems with these different variants, and there's still so much information that's not known. So 125.8 million people are vaccinated, and the number of people who have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine covers 47% of the eligible population and 37% of the total population, where we have 560,000 people who have died from COVID-19. And the idea is to cap this all off and get through this to the other side. So now there's conversations about that are still lingering about J&J, about having to get another vaccine in a year, about should I skip my second dose of the virus because I'm worried about the side effects, and you know, all things lead back to what are we doing with in the pandemic, what's safe, what's not safe, and there's no 100%, right? So that's the problem. There's nobody that can tell you, well, you know, pretty much if you do this, this, and this, we know you're safe. There is no we know you're safe. These are the things that have mostly been working. That's why the social distancing everywhere you go and the masks and et cetera, as we are weary of that and have gone through that for a year. But then you look at what's happened overseas, and especially in France and some other countries, where the rollout of the vaccine has been horrendous, and they're still struggling with lockdowns and restrictions and trying to pull all of that apart, and real restrictions where they have a curfew and you get an hour tops at a grocery store and you can't have people visiting you more than one person at a time. Can you imagine? And then we wrap all that up, starting with Indianapolis, and go to Minneapolis, and Derek Chauvin's defense rests after he declined to testify in his murder trial in the death of George Floyd. So he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. And he spoke publicly for the first time since his arrest, telling a judge Thursday that he would invoke his constitutional right against self-incrimination, not testifying his own defense in the murder trial. And then the defense rested its case minutes later after he put down the microphone. Just 2 days of testimony paving the way for closing arguments, then jury deliberations in this really significant trial will begin on Monday. So I guess it was pretty dramatic, I think, to see him holding a microphone, nodding and even smiling at moments at his attorney, Eric Nelson, recounting for the court how the two men had gone back and forth about whether he should take the stand, including one final lengthy meeting on the issue on Wednesday. Coming up, mic drop moment, or moments. We might have a couple.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
Well, Duracell, we're very proud of be teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with the bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
What this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.
Books barely down the street, the people wait all over. Ain't no time for the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. Sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one.
So imagine this, you are shopping and you just want to pick up a little old lettuce to throw on your Sammy. A man in Sydney, Australia discovered he had gotten more than just lettuce when he came back from his grocery trip to Aldi. He said he noticed a small snake was hanging out in a produce bag that he had just brought home, and it's been identified as a pale-headed snake. Now, there aren't any known human fatalities resulting from the species bite, but the snake's venom can produce symptoms, apparently, that include severe headaches, blurred vision, localized pain, and abnormal bleeding. Oh, that sounds good to me. I'll have one of those on my sandwich. So the man who had gone to the grocery store and had this happen, Alexander White, you know, looked at it, thought it was just a worm, and then realized it was a snake. And right when he was going to have a bite, I guess, the snake was picked up by wildlife officials and is being returned to the wild. The lettuce didn't get thrown in the trash, though. White says he used it in a salad wrap for lunch later on. Mic drop. I'm just thinking, would you, the snake is in the bag slithering around, and you don't just, like, throw that lettuce away? I would have, like, sent him some lettuce. But no, he used it for that lunch. What could have, I mean, the snake was in there. What saliva of the snake? I don't know. It just seems so odd to me that you would eat that afterwards, right? All right, there's kind of another mic drop, because I think there are milestones in people's lives when you celebrate certain birthdays. And Evelyn Antonucci turns 90 this Sunday. She's a special woman. She is the grandmother of Alex Knutson, our technical guru for this particular show. We love Alex and all that he does for us. He does such a great job. And clearly, she loves her grandson, because the two of them are heading off on a little adventure for a couple of days. How cool is that? I mean, you know, he's a hip young dude taking his grandmother, who's celebrating this landmark birthday, out for their own adventure. I hope he documents all of it. But anyway, congratulations to her. 90, that's a mic drop. 90's sweet. That is a life well lived, right? You're 90, and listen, people live to be 100 plus, and we hope that Evelyn lives on and on and on. And I understand that in the family, somebody in the family, it might be Grandpop. He makes some amazing pizzelles. It's like, I just want to fly up there, and instead of going to Florida, I'm just going to go and visit the Antonucci's so I can get some of the great Italian grub. Oh, I miss that, right? I miss that from my old neighborhood. So in this segment, with what we have left, sort of some odds and ends, I haven't been in the man cave in a couple of days, and some of you have actually complained about that. Like, what about the man cave? What happened to the man cave? What did I think of Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy, and do I think that he will be picked to be the Jeopardy host? Oh, that's a loaded one. And a couple of other things, like Jimmy Johnson and the fact that he's competing in a 13 road and street course race, 13 of them. And what did I think of him being in the Grand Prix? Being in the Grand Prix of Alabama. Well, I think he's a personality, and I think a lot of people like Jimmy Johnson. I talked to him once in my career, and we had a great conversation. So, look, if he's doing the IndyCar debut after this, I mean, if that's what happens, I think that's good for him. He didn't retire from racing last year. He just retired from NASCAR after 19 seasons in the Cup Series, 7 championships, 83 checkered flags. Now he wants to try something new. He said he's been dreaming about it since being a kid in California. And he said IndyCar was the early dream, so he's optimistic, and he says he has a long way to go. He's going to be a 45-year-old rookie, though, in the open-wheeled NTT IndyCar Series, competing, like I said, in 13 road and street course races for the Chip Ganassi Racing team this season, and it starts in Alabama. So it may look a little different, but a number 48 car, he's going to get that. So, you know, there you go. I saw an interview with him, and I thought it was funny how he was playing up the whole rookie thing, that, you know, he's a rookie, and how did he feel about this, and, you know, how does he feel about the different style of racing, and what's his goal, and what course is he excited to race on? And of course, he's excited for Long Beach, because he grew up on the West Coast, and he heard, you know, all about that, and he's excited to be able to do that. Why not? Hey, listen, if you like the Need for Speed, or you feel the Need for Speed, and you're good, and you were an iconic NASCAR driver, and you jump to Indy, I don't think you're being a traitor. I think you retired well, and you've moved off to something else, because I can't see him just playing golf all the time. That didn't seem like him. I mean, it's in his blood, some form of racing. All right, the question of Aaron Rodgers and whether I think he'll be the Jeopardy host or not, I don't know. I don't know if they would choose him. I mean, you know, he could appeal to a younger audience, grow the audience maybe, but he likes it, and people like him have, you know, said good things about him hosting, but I don't know what the, you know, I don't know what the producers have in their head. They may just have different, hey, they may have different guest hosts. That might be a thing that works for a little bit longer, and they just continue to, you know, continue to pull that out. He definitely is lobbying for it, though. So you'd be the quarterback, and then you'd be the game show host. I mean, that's the world we live in, though, right? It's a brand. So if he has that brand and they think it works, and the show producers think that that's the way to go, then they'll pick him. I mean, they're going to look at ratings. They're going to look at, you know, what people, the reactions to what people say, and make a decision probably based on all of that. That's what I think will happen. They're not going to, it's not going to be, well, listen, this guy is popular and he's got something else that draws, you know, with the football that could draw in more people. I don't think so. That's not what it's about. They're trying to find someone to replace, speaking of iconic, somebody pretty iconic in Alex Trebek. So how do you fill those shoes? And it might not be him. Could easily be somebody else, like some of the former champions were interested in doing that and have done it. I don't know that they have the personality. You just have to have a certain kind of personality, I think, to be able to pull off the whole Jeopardy thing. And you can't be, but I think you can't be like Alex Trebek. It has to be somebody probably totally different from Trebek, because there's no copycat with that. I mean, you can't copy him. He was a one-off guy and had been at the helm of that for so long, and he absolutely was popular. No question about it. All right, and finally, quickly, we're going to finish with this one. How about this? West Virginia is luring, boy, we love West Virginia. West Virginia is luring remote workers with $12,000 cash incentive, trying to get people to relocate to some beautiful areas. You know, it is the Mountain State. So if you go to West Virginia, what they're saying is $12,000 for a down payment on a house, or maybe a dent in your student loans or something else, right? Free access to outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. Ascend West Virginia is billed as a long-term talent attraction program, and it is the brainchild of a former Intuit CEO, Brad Smith, who grew up in West Virginia. And they've decided that if you're selected for the program, your first year you get $10,000 in cash and monthly payments, then an additional $2,000 at the end of your second year, free outdoor recreation, 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. Whitewater rafting. I can think of a couple of things that would be super fun to do there. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the top watchdog for the Capitol Police, told a congressional committee the attack at the Capitol on January 6th has highlighted the need for a cultural change within the police department. Inspector General Michael Bolton says there's also a need for more training.
I've never saw an intelligence document that's going to say, this is exactly what's going to happen on this date, and here's where it is going to be. It's always something that you have to read in between the lines, disseminate, and you have to have trained professional analysts to be able to do that.
The body cam video of a Chicago police officer shooting and killing 13-year-old Adam Toledo last month has now been made public. The Toledo family lawyer, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, says the young teen dropped a gun he was holding right before he was shot.
If he asks him to toss it and show his hands and the kid complies, then he shouldn't be shot.
This is USA Radio News. Thereby passing up the chance to explain to the jury and to the public for the first time what he was thinking when he pressed his knee against George Floyd's neck. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
The Minneapolis police officer charged in the George Floyd murder trial, Derek Chauvin, will not testify. Judge Peter Cahill, a 14-year veteran of the bench, with instructions directed at Mr. Chauvin.
He can give you advice, and you can take that advice or reject that advice. But the decision ultimately has to be yours and not his. Is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right. Do you have any questions about your right to remain silent or to testify on your own behalf?
Not at this time, I don't.
All right. Has anyone promised anything or threatened you in any way to keep you from testifying?
No promises or threats, Your Honor.
Do you feel that your decision not to testify is a voluntary one on your behalf?
Yes, it is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Alford joins us now, and she's written an interesting book called The Hands of God, and we had quite an interesting and enlightening conversation, really, about what she's done in her life, what's happened to her, the gift she's been given, and why she wrote the book. So, Judith, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's nice to be here tonight.
Let's talk about your work as a pastor, because, boy, you have had some interesting experiences, needless to say. So what was the road to becoming a pastor?
Well, first of all, I started with teaching school, and then I received a calling to go into the ministry. And my pastor first saw it, and I gave a sermon on missions, and he listened to me, and I came out of the pulpit, and he started calling me Pastor Judy, and I told him I thought it was very funny. Because I couldn't see it, and I was going to go on for my doctorate degree and help the next generation of teachers get a good start, and that was my goal. And then all of a sudden, I got this call to go into the ministry, and I ended up going back into seminary to get a Master's of Divinity and become a preacher in the South Carolina Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. And there they assigned me to six different churches throughout the state of South Carolina. I look at the map, and I was in actually the four corners of the state, and I had six churches. So it was a lot of fun doing that. And I learned a lot while I was preaching, and I learned a lot from my pastor friends, my colleagues, and I also learned an awful lot from my wonderful parishioners. So God has given me some incredible miracles, and he gave me a healing ministry. So it was really been interesting to see what's happened to me throughout the years. that have served here.
Yeah, let's talk about the healing ministry. And it goes along with the name of your book, of course, The Hands of God. So explain that to the listeners.
Well, one day I went on, I finished 1 year of the seminary, and my husband took me on a cruise. And on the cruise ship, on Monday, they had an ecumenical worship service. So I said, well, let's go to that. So we planned to do that. And we on that Monday, we showed up at 2 o'clock in a stateroom where they're going to have a service. And an old lady in a walker walked right up to me. And she said to me, I didn't know her at all. She said, you're going to be preaching for God soon. And I said, oh, that's true. And I said, this next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching at my first two churches because I've been assigned a two-point charge. So I chatted with her, and she said, God wants you to know a few things before you start this ministry. You're going to be praying for people to be healed. And at this point, the lady was very fragile. I wanted her to sit down. And so she sat down, and then she tapped me on one knee and she said, you've had a lot of surgery on this knee and not on the other one. And I had slacks on. There was no way she could know that. And she said, you're going to be praying for people for healing throughout your ministry. But remember always when you pray that you give God the credit for the healing, never take it. And that was really an important message that she'd given me. So that was kind of fun. So that was the beginning of it all. I really had an anointing from that lady, and so it was fun to know that I would be doing things like that.
And what have you found the differences? I think that was so critical, what she said to you, never take the credit. And you have seen how this really is true and how it works, right?
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it work, and it's been interesting because when I received my calling, I prayed to God, and I felt the Holy Spirit sweep my body, and three times it went through the top of my head, and I go to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And from that point on, it sealed my calling, and I would pray for people, and I would try to teach people to lay hands on people when they were praying, because when two or more gathered in my name, we're taught in the Bible that God will answer our prayers. And so I like to encourage people to help me with this. And one time a lady came to the altar to pray for healing, and I anointed her in oil, and I prayed for her, and an energy went through my body. It went down into my arm, and it went into her, and my lay leader was laying hands on her shoulder just to pray for her, and he felt the anointing. It went right through like an electrical circuit. It was amazing, and the lady was healed. So I've had many incredible things, and I wrote this book because I wanted to share it, because I think that we need to start asking God for special favors for people. If a person is blind, we need to start praying for new eyes for the person to see. And I've seen a lot of amazing things that have happened, and some have happened to me personally too.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. You, I got goosebumps when you told me about your story, and it is fascinating. It's like I said at the beginning. So let's talk about that. Tell us a little bit about your story and what you witnessed, what happened to you.
Well, 1 year I had a pastor friend of mine invite me to a retreat in North Atlanta. And so I went up, and this wonderful lady was the apostle, and she was preaching. And she said, oh, my goodness, she said, I feel the Lord has just lifted me up into the heavens, and I see this incredible vault. And the vault is filled with body parts. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is really odd. But the interesting thing, about maybe a month or 6 weeks before I went to that meeting, I had picked up a Christian book that I was reading, and it was by Kevin Visconti, and I realized that he talked about the same vault this lady was now saying that she could see. And then at the meeting, she said, well, this is going to be interesting. She said, God is going to give somebody a new pair of hips. And I thought, boy, this is really something. I've never heard anything like this happen before. And so she said, well, the person that's going to receive it has her left hip is very, very bad. So she's going to get the left hip first, and you'll feel heat. Well, I felt this enormous hip heat on my left hip, and my left hip was the worst one of the two, because I'd walk and it would give away and I'd have to catch myself. I'm in my 70s now. I probably was in my late 60s then. And so I thought, oh, my goodness, Lord, what are you doing? And then the pastor said, you're now going to feel the heat switch to the right hip. And I felt it switch to the right hip. Then she said, now you're going to feel it in the lower back where he fuses the two hips to the spine. And I'm thinking, boy, this is really the strangest thing that has ever happened to me. And I felt the heat there. Well, she went on in the service and I didn't do anything, but I'm there and I'm just totally startled. I'm not talking to anybody because we're in the middle of a worship service. And I thought, oh Lord, I can't believe that you've done this for me. I know that I've just received a new set of hips. And I thought, this is really crazy. It's pretty far out. So, that day when we went back to the hotel, I shared with the ladies that I was sharing a room with that I'd received the new hips, and it was kind of fun. You know, I wiggled my hips down the hall, you know, and we all giggled and we cheered and we laughed. And the next day I gave a testimony thanking God for that because there was no time in the worship service. She went from one item to the next item. And I didn't feel it was proper to acknowledge that at that point. Well, as the next thing happened was I go on a airplane ride, and I take one of those, you know, examinations where you have to put your hand over your head and the x-ray machine runs around you. Well, my hips lit up. They light up because God's glory or God's healing was in them. And the lady says, what's going on here? She says, your whole hips are all lit up, you know, and she says, what's going on? And every time now I go on an airplane, I have to go through a complete physical exam of my waistband and everything else because they light up, and it's pretty funny. Then I went to my doctor, who it was time for me to have a bone density test, and it was a scan of the whole body this time. They first did it with just our ankles, the test, but now this was a whole body scan. And he called me into the office for the results of that because he said, Judy, I've never seen anything like this. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, your bone density was gradually declining with your age. And he says, now you have the bone density of a 21-year-old.
Wow.
So it's just amazing. And God can do some incredible things, but we need to not limit him with what we think is normal or, and you know, within our range. So that was my personal one. And I also, you know, noticed a lot of things that happened to some of my friends. You know, that I prayed for. So that was, it's been interesting. It's been a great journey that I've had with the Lord.
Yeah, and you talk about it in the book, The Hands of God, which you can get on Amazon.com. We're speaking with Judith Alford. What do you hope that, and you're saying it, that people should pray for specific things, but what else do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I'm hoping that this is going to encourage Christians to step out and walk in their faith journey more. And too often we have these things happen to us and we stay quiet about them because they're a little on the edge of being not, you know, normal at all. It's kind of, it's supernatural. So this book I've had has visions, which we can get when we're wide awake. It's different than a dream. So it starts out with a vision, and there's a vision that God gave me. I've served in missionary work in Russia and Germany, and I saw hands which gave me the courage to go into Russia, and it was a very scary mission that I had in Russia. And so I start off the book with that. I end it with my other mission trip. I bookend this book with going to Germany, and that was I went to Germany actually on two different mission trips. One time I took 19 youth with them. So I want people to be able to realize that God is wonderful today, and then he still does miracles, signs, and wonders. I've had some parishioners that have received some incredible things. I've been at the deathbed of a lady who, was dying. She had given birth to a stillborn baby, and I was called into the operating room with a stillborn baby, and the baby passed on, and then the mother was in intensive care for about 4 days. And all of a sudden, in that little intensive care room, a bright, bright light came. There were two gauges on the opposite side of her bed. One was high and one was low, and I don't know what they were, but I saw them reverse their positions. I knew that God was in that room, and I knew that God touched her, and she was healed. That day, I had to go and travel to the church that I was preaching at, and that was a Saturday, and I had to prepare my sermon, preach on Sunday. Monday, I went back to the hospital. I went straight to the ICU unit, and she had gone straight home. She didn't even go into a step-down unit. She walked out of the hospital. So when you see things like this, we need to share them as Christians with one another. We need to say these things are happening.
What an extraordinary series of things that have been gifted to you. There's no question about that. The Hands of God, the name of the book, you can get it on Amazon. Judith Alford, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right now, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, she's written an important book, one that is definitely a game changer, I know, because it was something I thought I was getting, but I wasn't getting, and I bet a lot of you fall into this category. Anybody could read The Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Dr. Smith, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So I know, I can tell you've had a lot of success, obviously, in your career. Did you get to that point where you just were not getting the kind of rest you needed?
Yes, I burned out. As you stated, on the surface, my career looked very successful, but I got to a point where, you know, it was all glitter and glam in the spotlight, but when I came home, I was exhausted. My attitude was not in a great place. My relationships were strained. And just mentally, physically, and emotionally, I was not in a good place.
So is that what led you to write this book?
It is. It led me to really the research first. And I really started the research on the process of, you know, what is resilience? How do we manage stress, as people say, which I believe is a bit of a misconception. But how do we at least are able to recover from the stresses that come into our life and get to a better place? So that started the research. And then my own patients kind of pushed the book out, because as I started working with them and seeing that so many of them were dealing with these very same rest deficits, and it wasn't something that was being discussed.
Yeah, it's interesting. The question is, the big question, what really is rest? It's like when somebody tells you, oh, just get some rest, just relax. Is that rest? I mean, what is rest?
Well, I think what we have to realize is that rest, first of all, is more than just sleeping, because that's what many of us think. They think that rest is just stopping, the cessation of activity, laying down, and that's a part of it, but it's not the big picture. So when I looked at the research, what I saw was that rather than just putting all of our attention on the physical aspect of rest, which is primarily what sleeping does, that we needed to look at all areas of rest. And that's where the seven types of rest came from, the physical, mental, emotional, social, sensory, and creative, being those other areas of our lives that get exhausted. So, you know, when I was thinking to myself, I'm tired, I always thought, I'm tired, I just need to get 8 hours of sleep. But what happens when you get 8 hours and you wake up still exhausted? That's a real desperate situation, and that's when I realized there has to be more to rest than just stopping and sleeping.
Yeah. What was your big aha moment in all of this research?
I think the biggest aha moment was that when I just say that I'm tired, I'm actually setting myself up for failure. Because when I say I'm tired and I don't quantify and identify the area that's being fatigued, then I think any kind of rest will fix it. And the issue is, if I have an emotional rest deficit, going to sleep is not going to fix that. If I have a creative rest deficit, laying on the couch watching Netflix on Saturday is not going to fix that. So I have to be very intentional about doing those restorative type activities that will actually help to pour back into the place where I have the energy deficit.
Wow, I think you completely nailed it. You talked about the seven types of rest. Could you give us kind of a sneak peek, two or three of them, and what they are?
Well, the ones I think that were most interesting for myself were, and that I noticed that I had a deficit in, one of them was creative rest. That's a topic many people have never even heard of, a concept that's completely foreign. But if you're someone who does a lot of problem solving, has to think outside the box, be innovative, you're using creative energy even if you don't consider yourself to be a creative. And so the way you restore creative rest is by allowing yourself to appreciate beauty in whatever form, those things that are inspiring and that are motivating to you. And so that could include anything from watching theater or going to an art museum or listening to music or watching someone dance, or it can be natural beauty like going to the ocean or looking at flowers or being out doing a hike where you're enjoying nature. And I think we don't appreciate kind of how those different processes actually help us to be more productive and actually help us to be more innovative. Another type of rest that we found that a lot of people were deficient in is mental rest. A lot of us are tired. We lay down at night to go to sleep, and we can't get our brain to turn off. And we really have to look at what are the processes behind that that keep our mind so active. And then what are some simple things we can do in the middle of our busy day? Not go on a sabbatical, not quit our jobs, not take extended vacations, but things we can do in the middle of our day to help to build in mental rest and to help us to be able to stay in a healthy place.
Wow. And, you know, it's so interesting that there's as you said, what you uncovered, the different forms really honestly of rest and the deep research that you did. You even have a free assessment at rest.com. And are you're not surprised, I'm sure, but for you, this is so groundbreaking. It has to be rewarding to see the results of people reading your book, people working with you and realizing the things that you learned. Is it?
It's been amazing. And yes, I think the most surprising has probably been the response to the free rest assessment at restquiz.com. We've had, a 250,000 people who've gone through there and taken the assessment, and the emails we get and the clients that we work with. It's amazing to see the effect it has. I think some of the biggest surprises have been, particularly in corporations that I work with, where we are kind of revamping their workforce because people are tired. People are exhausted. 2020 hit everyone really hard. And so there's a lot of people who are functional burnout. So they are still producing. They're just not producing at their highest quality and capacity. And so they're putting out work, but it's not really their best work. And it's interesting to see how many businesses are noticing this and then realize that there is something that is missing. And a lot of companies don't have, you know, chief health and wellness officers, but they would benefit from actually having someone come in and to help them evaluate the places where their workforce are actually experiencing chronic rest deficits. Because yeah, these are simple things that can really improve their overall productivity.
Yeah, and would you say, as a board certified internal, you know, medicine physician, in looking at the impact of wellness and what you found with rest, I mean, this has got to be like number one, I would say.
It's affecting people in so many different ways. From, you know, right now, some of the biggest, other than COVID, some of the biggest health issues we're facing have to do with cardiovascular disease and chronic metabolic states where people have high cortisol levels. And a big part of that is how our body responds to stress and change. And we've had lots of change. So we are processing a lot of stress and high cortisol situations. And most of us have not learned adequate coping mechanisms and strategies for being able to manage that. And that's why there's so much fatigue, and that's where there's so much talk about burnout. And really, that's why, you know, a lot of people are under kind of this chronic just anxiety and feeling just drained because they're not restoring the places that are actually in need of rest.
Yeah. And you've said this, but it's worth asking this question. Your book is Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Ultimately, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
The number one thing is that rest is something that they must value, because I think we've gotten into a mindset that it's more important to work and grind and produce, and we've taken out an understanding that to be able to do that at our highest level of ability and to do that and still have a smile on our face and enjoy the work that we're producing requires a time of rest, recovery, and restoration.
Yeah, and you know this, is so many of us are people pleasers and don't have boundaries. You just got to find that somehow, right?
Well, that's a big part of the emotional rest, the people pleasing, the stress that comes, we call it performance stress. So a lot of people have a lot of a performance stress that they endure during their job, and they don't understand why they go home from maybe a job where they're seated all day, why they're so tired. There's emotional labor that you may be putting out during your day that you have not even accounted for. And because we are not looking at really how we're using every part of our body in our day-to-day work, then it really does set us up for so many areas of rest deficit.
Yeah. Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. You can get it on Amazon.com and take the quiz, restquiz.com, and you'll see where you are maybe have some deficits. And, boy, just really powerful stuff. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.